had a fair share as well, so it was very even. But I do want to know, like, if you're doing the whole online dating thing, you're going out on a lot of dates.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy, how do you afford it? I'm serious. How do you pay for it?
Oh, I mean, you got to also budget your dates within your means. I know you want to try and impress them, but you can't impress them by going broke.
And the other thing is, I'm the guy that will always insist on paying on the first date.
Okay.
I'll always insist on it because I think that's the way to go. Some people agree, some people won't agree, but that's, I think it leaves a better impression, right?
I'm the type of woman I will offer, but on the first date, if I offer to pay and you take me up on it, there won't be a second date.
See, that's what I'm always thinking. That's what's going through my mind. I'm thinking this is a trap if they offer, so you should
pay. A little bit of a test, yeah.
But when, at what point comes the point where it's more of an even split? Like in the dating game. That's what I'm trying to work out.
Well, I feel like it depends on what you're doing, where you're going. Like, say, for instance, like you guys went to a concert for your second date. Mm-hmm. You bought the tickets. Like, I would offer to buy the beers if I were the girl.
And she did.
Like, okay, hey, yeah, since you bought the tickets, let me, you know, pick up our bar tab for the night or the Uber or something like that. I would try to make it somewhat even. But yeah, if it's a sit down, we're going to dinner. Sorry, I'm going to expect for you to pay for it.
I have spoken to people that think girls should absolutely be paying as well. I'm just not like that yet. I always want to offer first.
I feel like it depends on the situation.
Okay. I mean, this is a learning curve for me, and I want to hear people's opinion about it. Do you always pay on the first date? Do you think it should be an even split? Or when should people pay their share? 888-431-3764.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still...
paid a fair share as well, so it was very even. But I do want to know, like, if you're doing the whole online dating thing, you're going out on a lot of dates.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy, how do you afford it? I'm serious. How do you pay for it?
Oh, I mean, you got to also budget your dates within your means. I know you want to try and impress them, but you can't impress them by going broke.
And the other thing is, I'm the guy that will always insist on paying on the first date.
Okay.
I'll always insist on it because I think that's the way to go. Some people agree, some people won't agree, but that's, I think it leaves a better impression, right?
I'm the type of woman I will offer, but on the first date, if I offer to pay and you take me up on it, there won't be a second date.
See, that's what I'm always thinking. That's what's going through my mind. I'm thinking this is a trap if they offer, so you should always pay.
A little bit of a test, yeah.
But when, at what point comes the point where it's more of an even split? Like in the dating game. That's what I'm trying to work out.
Well, I feel like it depends on what you're doing, where you're going. Like, say, for instance, like you guys went to a concert for your second date. Mm-hmm. You bought the tickets. Like, I would offer to buy the beers if I were the girl.
And she did.
Like, okay, hey, yeah, since you bought the tickets, let me, you know, pick up our bar tab for the night or the Uber or something like that. I would try to make it somewhat even. But yeah, if it's a sit down, we're going to dinner. Sorry, I'm going to expect for you to pay for it.
I have spoken to people that think girls should absolutely be paying as well. I'm just not like that yet. I always want to offer first.
I feel like it depends on the situation.
Okay. I mean, this is a learning curve for me, and I want to hear people's opinion about it. Do you always pay on the first date? Do you think it should be an even split? Or when should people pay their share? 888-431-3764.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still...
single on Saturday or broke on Sunday, you choose. Because according to Guy, dating is expensive.
I'm actually looking for a new career currently. Radio salary is not cutting it. The issue is I can't do much else.
You got to do a second job just to keep up with your dating. 909 has some advice for you. Says the way to keep from wasting your money with online dating is you have to do a simple meet and greet. So if you're interested in somebody, you do a face-to-face over coffee or drinks. Then if you think there's potential to actually date them, that's when you ask them out on a proper date.
Logical. The problem with me is I like to have fun. I like to go big or go home, and it will send me broke one day.
Yeah. Date number two, a Kane Brown concert with an overnight stay in L.A.
You forgot the pool party, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. Christina, what do you think about paying for dates?
It's the first date you offer, but the guy should be paying.
100% agree with you.
It's like a trick, what you're doing to the guy. Because you're not going to give him a second date if he says you go ahead and pay after you offered, right?
If I offered and I have to pay, no, there's no second date.
Exactly.
Yep. With you, Christina. Felicia, what do you think about this whole dating and who's paying for what?
So I've been dating my current boyfriend for about a year and a half.
And he has paid for everything from the beginning, from the first date. And just now, just recent, I will, like, pick up breakfast for us or that kind of thing. But that was, like, the first time I ever paid for anything. And he, in fact, had told me while we were dating, why do you even bring your purse?
Oh.
So you're in for it, guy. What she's saying is you got a ways to go before the lady's going to start paying.
I'm in trouble. No, I'm just going to get a dating loan.
No, just date somebody who likes the same things as you, who's within your means. That's going to be like the perfect match. Because I've dated guys who have struggled to take me to nice places, and all it does is cause problems.
Yep.
And resentment.
I could be a great pool boy. I'll get in shape.
Did you not hear what Felicia said? Stay within your means. You should not be going broke just because you're trying to impress a woman. Then that's not the right woman for you.
Right, but as she said, I had that other idea about being a pool boy, but my brain's scattered right now. Anyway, Sherry says, if you're buying dinner at a sit-down restaurant, I'd help with the tip or buy a round of drinks. She wants to contribute.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad for a woman to want to pay, or like I said, I would offer. But if you actually took me up on it, probably not going to be a second date. But yeah, offering to pay for the tip, or if we're going out, we're going to Uber. Maybe I'll pay for the Uber. I see there's definitely compromise
but
there.
Those calls just show me why I can't trust some of you guys. You're manipulative.
No,
you're
we're
testing.
Not.
You're all the time testing.
No.
I'll offer to pay, but if he accepts, there's no second date.
What do you think when it comes to dating and who's paying for what? 888-431-3764.
Dating feels like one big elaborate game. I've always got my guard up, and it's expensive. And you're always thinking, what are they really thinking? If I pay, will they go on a second date with me? If I don't pay, are they judging me if they offer?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get in everyone's head this morning and get advice.
Well, and it's also, especially the first date, like you're trying to make a good impression, but you don't want to make such a good impression that you're going broke over it.
That's the issue. If you look like a multimillionaire with your first date,
right?
It's all downhill from there.
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to pick you up in the helicopter. What? Tammy, what do you think about who should pay for what when it comes to dating?
Actually, I think it depends on who asked who on the date. I feel like if the woman asked the man on the date, then she should pay first. If the man did, then I think he should. And then I think moving forward, it should be reversed.
Unfortunately, it doesn't always work like that, but I love her point of view. The 909 says, me and my husband have been together 9 years. He always paid the first few dates. Then it became like a game because I would go and find the waiter and leave my card info, and he caught onto it, so he would do the same thing. That's cute.
It seems like a lot of people have the same suggestion here. 9512 says, getting back into the dating scene, I was married for 4 years. It fell apart, but my philosophy is first date is Starbucks or happy hour. If you have chemistry, that's when I'll open up my wallet and we'll actually go for a real date.
That seems like the smart thing to do, although my brain just doesn't work like that.
Well, if you need some dating money, maybe we can get that for you with the High-Low Jackpot.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.